surprised I didn't get more hate mail.
I'm always surprised you don't get more hate mail.
Me too. I try really hard. I think people don't send me hate mail just as an F you. I think they hate me so much, they don't even want to tell me.
They don't even want to have anything to do with you. They hate you so much.
Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't get more hate mail about making fun of Josh Hayes last week, but whatever. Either that or everybody agrees with me. Right? That's the other downside to that. Welcome to the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com.
Hello, everybody.
Check us out on Patreon. Shoot the locks off your wallet, you cheap Fs. And
listen to the unhinged version.
Listen to Unhinged. We talk about a lot of things on Unhinged. You can
not just motorcycles.
Not just motorcycles. We talked about sexual harassment and Uber and Iran.
Uber killing people.
And Uber killing people and busloads of children and Uber, and I don't know where that all came from.
Not driving and still getting charged for DUI.
I just hit puberty. My voice just cracked right there in the middle of a sentence. Woo! Anyways,
you want to be the man?
To be the man, you got to be. You know, somebody on a Facebook group I was in my hometown, put up a thing, and it was about not being able to buy beer if you have somebody under 21 with you. Thought crimes in Virginia. The Walmart, because of the ABC laws here, won't sell you beer if you are with somebody who is like under the age of 21. Because they think you're going to walk outside and give it to them. Did you know that?
I have never heard that before.
I had never heard that either, so I started following this post, and apparently it happens all the time. And that's Walmart's policy because of the Gestapo. I'm sorry, the ABC licensing stuff. And that's a corporate policy, according to Walmart, all across the country. But anyways, I said, I would have looked that lady dead in the eye and been like, listen here, honey. I'm drunk as a skunk, and this here 15-year-old my designated driver. I ain't gonna share my beers. Just America, you can't arrest me for a thought crime, you know, and yell and stuff like that. I said, and then I would have walked out of there giving a big old Ric Flair, woo, and then like 1,000 people put up like Ric Flair doing woos gifts, and I got all excited. I was like $20,000 shirts. $50,000 suits, $25,000 shoes, $25,000 watch, limo riding, jet plane flying. Woo!
Did you watch the 30 on 30 with him?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
that got me all fired up for that. And I was like,
you gotta watch that. That was one of the best 30 for 30s I've ever seen.
I have to watch that, but I just was all into Ric Flair. Everybody, Ric Flair, woo! And I wasn't even a Ric Flair fan when he was a wrestler. I mean, I did like to be the man. You got to beat the man. You got to walk that aisle.
We should do a special doghouse show.
Ric Flair?
Just on Ric Flair.
Oh, we could do that. You think he ever rode a motorcycle? Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Flair.
And you know he has.
Boy.
You know he has.
You know he's ridden motorcycles. We should tweet him. Be like, Ric Flair, we know you rode motorcycles. What'd you ride?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll do that after the show. We're going to try and tweet Ric Flair. You can follow us at I Just Want to Ride on Twitter.
Yes.
With the number two.
Number
Ship two. Point Mag on Twitter or Doghouse Radio on Twitter.
Any of those will get to
any of
any
those
of
will get you to us and help us out tweeting Ric Flair. If he hasn't tweeted us back, you got to start like retweeting our tweet. Woo! Should we call him the Nature Boy? Nate. We'll just call him Nate. So Nate. Act like we know him. Woo! Anyways, there wasn't a ton of motorcycle racing news other than testing, but I don't ever put a lot in testing.
Oh, no, you can't put a lot into it because the bikes change.
Bikes change, riding changes. Some teams didn't even have their top riders out.
No, but one thing was kind of cool. Jonathan Rea had the best lap times over all the bikers. It doesn't matter, World Superbike, Moto2, or MotoGP, the premier boys. He was out riding them all.
You know, on some of the tracks, the World Superbikes are faster than the GP bikes. It just happened.
Yeah.
So I don't put anything into testing. Everybody's like, oh, you see the testing? I do watch it a little bit.
I don't watch it. I just read about it.
But I don't put anything into the testing. Here will be the big announcement that we learned this week. Because I'm not
you
quick
gotta,
enough
man,
to get...
We got a whole,
I have a sound effect of
we
drum
have
roll.
A whole bank full of sound effects. And you never use them.
Shut up!
Until now.
Until now. I just needed to get that out there.
You feel better?
The problem is I reorganized them when the system crashed a few weeks ago, and I don't remember where the drum roll is. So, oh, there it is. This is something that we have been saying for a long time, but this year it has been announced. J.D. Jiggy Dog Beach.
J-Dog.
We'll be kicking the world's ass. Kicking ass, taking names, writing a book about it.
Probably styling doing and profiling.
Styling and profiling. Probably doing his little Jiggy Dog interviews, which are just a show.
Oh, I like them.
At the Super Prestigio. He's going to Spain. Spain, women and children off the sidewalks, Jiggy Dog coming through.
And you know he's going to win it.
He's going to win it.
And if he doesn't, it's only because Rossi kicked him over.
No, well, Rossi won't be there because this is a Marquez thing. But he is going over. So here's the other news out of the Super Prestigio. There will be no Mark Marquez or Brad the Bullet Baker racing. The Bullet has the foot injury that he's, I guess he got some surgery done on it.
I didn't read about that.
Yes. And Mark Marquez is scared because he's like, Jiggy Dog's coming. I don't want to be around there. He's claiming something, but we just know it's fear.
That's all it is.
Fear the mullet.
Well, he doesn't have the mullet anymore.
It's practically a mullet.
He's got the pirate hair.
He's got pirate Fabio?
Fabio hair.
Fabio hair. And Briar Bauman is going over there. So far, I haven't seen a big list of U.S. guys, but the fact that the Jiggy Dog is going to be there, you don't have to worry about nothing else.
Yeah, he'll just show up and
he's
win.
He's going to wreck. Heartbreaker, homemaker, rent check taker, Jiggy Dog.
He is going to be on the podium. I just know it.
Podium, your top spot.
He probably. I won't be surprised if it's top spot, but he'll be on the podium.
I wouldn't
period.
Be surprised if he stands on all three spots on the podium.
Same time. At the same time.
Same time. I'm going to be spread eagle over this bad boy. That's how much I won by.
Ooh. That's not a pretty picture. Yeah. That's a terrible picture.
Yeah. No, that's horrible.
Now we'll never have, you know, we always talk good about him. Now he'll never show up.
J.D. Beach probably hates us after that one. but I'm super excited for that. You know, I always get excited for the Super Prestigio, but I'm super excited to watch J.D. Beach go over there, stomp a mud hole in the world, and walk it dry. I hope he wears like a Merca hat from like Walmart, you know, something totally redneck and trashy. That would be pretty awesome to watch. So that's the big news in racing. I'm not sure.
But there's some pretty big news in just general motorcycle industry.
Yeah, there's a couple really big things.
After, on the non-air part of the show, the ones, you know, we talk about before the show starts, last week we had a conversation about, you know, the state of the motorcycle world.
Yeah.
And how it's going up in pits and, you know, peaks and valleys and,
well,
you know, the swings through the type of bikes people like and,
you know,
popularity.
John Longo always used to tell me it goes in 10 to 15 year cycles, right? It's a big thing, then it dies down, then it's a big thing, then it dies down. And sometimes they stretch longer and sometimes they don't, but it always seems to bounce back. Sometimes it bounces back stronger like this last time, but sometimes it doesn't bounce as strong back. So it kind of goes in circles.
Yeah, so we were speculating that we're in a period of time where it's in a valley.
Oh, it's definitely in a valley.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dweebs riding. There's not a lot of cool people riding. I mean, there are cool people riding, but you're way more outnumbered by the dweebs.
So where do I fit in?
If you have to ask, you're one of the dweebs. You know, there's that group of... I think you really like riding your motorcycle. I think you would ride whether it was cool or nerdy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? But you're not cool. I'm sorry, Warren. You're not.
Well, I'm not Keanu Reeves, that's for sure.
Well, thank God for that, right? I didn't call you a dweeb like he is. But you're not. You're very... I think you have the love of a cool guy, of riding... But I think you have the cultural understanding of what's going on of the Rube and the Dweebs. You're like a weird hybrid.
I'm a motorcycle nerd. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Right?
I can't disagree with that because I love all things motorcycling.
Yeah, but there's a lot of There's a lot of guys out there that ride and they're cool, and they're not cool because they go out and they buy all the latest toys. They're cool because they are what causes the latest toys to be made. They are what they're doing stuff that other people are jealous of. They're doing stuff that it's like the movie Wild Hogs, right? You would have been a wild hog in that movie, right? Which is better than being a poser like the Del Fuegos, right? Because they were, in all actuality, in the movies, they were posers.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Right? Because they thought they were badass, but they weren't.
Well, that movie is where I got the name for my blog.
I Just Want to Ride?
Yeah, John Travolta, when he's trying to get away from those guys and they're getting all the group together, says,
I never
What's
knew
going
that.
On? How do you want to get it? I just want to ride! I just want to ride! And he's taking off.
Oh, holy almost said that. I spent too much time beeping stuff out the last week. I never realized that. That's pretty
funny.
That's
the movie. That's where I got the name of the ball.
But, like, I could see that. I just think there's not a lot of... There's too many guys that aren't...
There's just not a lot of people riding right now, period.
No, period. Period, the end. That's true, too.
And that's reflected in the news story that we
And the people that
about.
Are riding aren't the hardcore guys.
No, they're not.
You know, they're weekend warrior riders.
Yep.
Even more than before. So go ahead. Tell the rest of the story, where this is all leading, Warren.
Yeah, this is the Motorcycle Accessories Group, or MAG Group.
No, Motorsport Aftermarket Group.
Motorcycle Aftermarket, yes. Sorry about that. File for Chapter 11. Now, on the surface, that doesn't sound like too much. You know, hey, a company's motorcycle-related companies filing for Chapter 11 to get away from its debtors. But when you realize who this company is, Performance Machines, which includes Roland Sands, Vance and Hines,
JP Cycles,
Rent Hall America, Motorcycle Aftermarket Group itself, Mustang Motorcycle Parts,
Dragonfire, Motorcycle Superstore, who formerly did sponsor the Doghouse for a while. Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's just a few of the companies.
Progressive Suspension.
Yep.
There's like big
names.
Big names.
Kerry Aachen.
Oh wow! I didn't even see that. Yeah. Twin Power. So there's some big names in this group.
Not just companies, but also Motorcycle USA and Twin Twin Power, which you just talked about. These are some big names in the industry.
So Global Newswire, and I'm going to quote their article about it. It's a good read if you want to read up more about what's going on. It says today talking about MAG announced it is implementing a comprehensive consensual recapitalization to eliminate approximately $300 million in debt through a debt for equity exchange supported by in excess of 90% of the principal amount of the company's perpetration first lien secured lenders and asset backed lenders. So this is a big, it's a voluntary petition for bankruptcy.
Right. It's not Chapter 13. They're not liquidating.
Chapter 11. It's not a liquidation thing. And that what they're trying to do is reemerge as a better, stronger, more competitive company. But that's still a huge. That's a huge number, and that's a huge. That's a huge hit to the motorcycle world.
And the companies that buy that stock will be the new owners of MAG.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which means you can pretty much account, really, truly expect some of the companies we listed to be cut.
Gone. Yeah.
They'd be sold
they
off.
They have to be.
Parted out, liquidated, because they're not going to be able to stay. Now, I'm sure Kerry Aachen will continue to function under the new owners.
I'm sure JP Cycles, yeah. Vance and Hines, right? A couple of the big ones will still be
Performance
there.
Performance and Mustang? Maybe, maybe not.
That's a question. You know, so what does this mean, right? We always talk, what does this mean? To me, it means that in the U.S., because MAG is... big. I don't know how big these companies are overseas, but JP Cycles in the U.S. is huge.
Yes. Kerry Aachen is huge, too.
Yeah, that says to me...
They're at all the rallies.
Yeah, well, JP Cycles has a huge building down at Destination
Daytona.
Destination Pole Daytona Bike Week out of Daytona.
Yeah.
That's what I like calling that place.
And then they also have their big place in Iowa.
Yeah, so I feel like this is a sign that we're probably hitting the bottom. I would say from what I read, but this is just speculation. There's no actual fact other than my understanding of the motorcycle industry is I would say that they probably overproduce too much parts and are sitting on too much stuff.
Inventory, yeah.
Too much inventory, which means people aren't riding, people aren't buying.
No,
we're in a downturn, right? And like, I don't know when it's going to pop.
A good example is like me. I haven't bought any parts for my bikes in a while. One, because it's the Army bike is pretty much done. I got some things I want to do, but I just haven't got around to it. And my touring bike, I just need it to tour. I'm not chroming it out. I'm not doing anything special. I put some stuff on there to make it more visible, but that's really about it.
Look around. Charity rides are down.
Everything's down.
Everything's down. Bike shows, people
There's hardly any bike shows in this area. 2 years ago, there were twice the number there was last year.
2 years ago, you couldn't drive you couldn't drive 20 miles without passing a motorcycle run in this area.
Yeah.
Right? And now they're hard to find, right? And it's in a downturn, and that happens in the motorcycle industry. It's 10, 15 years good, 10, 15 years bad. I would say...
And you tie that into Harley's, reduced sales here in the U.S., although they're selling better in Australia and Europe. The U.S. sales have been down. Indian, although it's going up, their numbers are not... I mean, where Harley's selling 200, almost 300,000 bikes, Indian's selling less than 50,000. So, I can have a 10% increase by selling 5,000 more bikes. So that number is kind of squishy with them. Victory is being put under.
Yeah.
We're definitely in a downturn.
We're definitely in a huge downturn.
We knew it, but I didn't think it was as bad as it was until I saw this MAG article.
I knew it was bad when you start giving motorcycle shows to Norman Reedus. When the most famous biker in the U.S. right now kills zombie on television. With a crossbow.
But is he cool?
No.
He's not cool?
He is part of the problem, right? There's too many Norman Reeduses out there.
Girls love him. If you watch the show, anytime they stop, he's swamped.
But who he is in the show and who he is...
In real life?
In real life are probably two different... I'm going to keep my mouth shut just because I'm surprised that girls love him more than guys. But he's not cool. I mean, he would draw people, but he would draw... It was like the Sons of Anarchy, right? When they made the appearances during that show, it wasn't like the guys who'd been riding for 30 years were standing in line to get the
autographs. here's what I think happened. And this is why the downturn was probably hidden a little bit from us. The popularity of Sons of Anarchy sold a lot of Harley-Davidsons.
Yeah, I don't think it was hidden from us. It's been there. Ken and I have talked about it. Been a denier. I just want the blog called IJustWantToRide.com has been a denier. You're like a climate change denier.
I'm like a global warming denier.
Yeah, you're a global warming denier. But we'd say, I'd say, wow, the bike industry's so bad, they're going to rehatch Orange County Choppers. And you're like, hee-hee, I'm going to watch.
I'm going to watch.
I know, because you're retarded.
I will support.
And if you are retarded out there,
the industry.
I am sorry, Warren is part of you.
I will support the industry.
But that's not supporting the industry. What has Orange County Choppers done for the industry in the last 8 years?
And well, they haven't been on TV, so nothing.
Well, that's the best thing they've done for the industry in the last 8 years. Even when they were at their peak, they never did anything to support the industry. You think they went around to bike shows for free or to help out? Made appearances to free or help out? No. No.
No, probably not.
No. It was all about the duckies. The duckies, the dollars.
I do know some of the Sons of Anarchy guys did a bunch of free stuff.
Really?
To support charities and rides, yeah. The guy that, I forgot the character's name already. The large, rotund guy.
Mark
Bobby
Boone?
Elvis.
Mark
Bobby.
Boone. Big Civil War guy. He loves the Civil War. Mark Boone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a lot of charity stuff.
Not I can believe. He seemed like a decent guy.
Yeah. So I do know him and a couple others. Now, they also did their paid appearances, too, because when you make, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 for showing up for a weekend, that's the money you don't add.
Where is the dog ass paid?
Yes, where is that money?
I hate you people. I hate every one of you that you don't call us up and do that.
Oh, here's one of my notes about Mag that I overlooked. I should have brought up a few moments ago. In 2014, their earnings was $46 million. In 2017, $20
million. Ooh.
Another reason, Chapter 11.
Yeah, that's a bit, that's borderline chapter 1-3 there.
It's getting close.
That's getting close.
So I, you know, like I said, I think we can see some of these companies that Mag owns will probably not come out of this as yeah. existing any longer. Who they are, I don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure Vance and Hines isn't going anywhere. They got the name. And that's most of the Harley guys wants Vance and Hines. Yeah. JP Cycles are good, but you know, Rent Hall America. I mean, that you know, you don't see a lot of them. You know they exist, but you don't see a lot of them. They might be one of the people that take it in the ass.
The old that I got to beep out.
Oh,
you can't do penetration. You got if you said butthole, we probably.
Well, sorry about all that.
Right, well, we're gonna leave the penetration in there right, just because Warren enjoys it.
But you know, Mustang seats and Mustang accessories.
And Mustang seats aren't really worth keeping.
Well, maybe not. Performance and Rolling Sands?
Done.
Probably.
Wow. All right. Well, anyways, let's move on past that.
Yeah.
That just shows you why it's important to, in a time of recession to advertise things, great things like the doghouse and other stuff like that. We did have another little tidbit of news. We got about 6-7 minutes, so I think
that's
we have
all
enough
we'll
time
take
to,
for this.
That's all we'll take for this. So it has been brought to our attention by someone who doesn't know how to say the word Colorado.
That's got to be Ken, since he's not here.
Yeah, it is Ken. That the Yamaha Corporation announced today that it will be selling 8 million shares of its holding in Yamaha Motor Company. Is it a company or corporation?
Corporation, I think.
You might be right. It might be corporation. A movement of shares that will see roughly 2.3% of the voting power in the power sports company changing hands. That's a lot in a big company like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so what are they raising the money for? Are they suffering?
Listen to this. Staggering numbers. This stock deal should be worth close to 26 billion yen. So that's like $42 American.
Oh, jeez.
And 18 billion yen after taxes. 18 billion yen.
That's a lot of money to do a lot of stuff with. So either they need the cash because they're not selling, or they need the cash to
invest into something.
And invest into new product.
Or building Rossi a biking winter championship mount. 18 billion yen.
Or to buy Rossi out so they can move Zarco up.
It would be better for Yamaha for Rossi to win a championship than to move Zarco up. I'm just saying, Rossi fans are stupid, retarded, loyal. Like, who? Like, Rossi fans are similar to Dale Earnhardt.
For $18 billion, Rossi will go out there and tell them, Zarco is me reincarnate. You will love Zarco.
If they could get Rossi himself to say that, they would actually believe
that. $18 billion? You know he would say that.
It's not billion dollars, it's yen.
18 billion yen, he will say that. Oh, you're going to do the conversion?
I have to do the conversion. Billion. But yeah, that's an interesting thing.
Well, and it says, and this is all motor. This is motor. So you're also talking about the Yamaha, you know, power sports, their side by sides, their, you know, outboard motors.
Wow. Wait a second. I take back everything we said. How much do you think 18 billion yen is?
It's about 26 billion.
No.
What is it then?
It is one.
He got the count. Oh, he's taking
$161 million?
No, I can't be right.
It says the yen is less than a penny. Wow. I did 18 billion yen to U.S. dollars, and it gives me 161,514,000 dollars.
That doesn't sound like enough.
You can't buy Rossi for that.
And you can't, I mean, you're going to sell 2.3% of your company's voting stock?
For $160 million?
I don't see it. That's got to be wrong. Anyway, so, of course, maybe...
That's according to Google. Google's never wrong.
Of course, maybe Yamaha needs to update their tuning forks and their pianos and their banjos and their
with the
trombones.
Motor division?
Maybe they're going to do a merger and they want to bring in so that we can have a trombone mounted Yamaha motorcycle.
I'm going to do that again.
Oh, you're really curious on it now, aren't you?
That's 18,000, 18 million, 18 billion. Convert to Christianity. I mean to America. No, well, they have 161.899 million. So it's under $162 million. Yamaha, what is wrong? Is Yamaha going through the same thing the Mag Group's going through?
Maybe. Like I said, maybe. That's just not a lot of money, I think, to sell that much of a percentage.
No. That seems really weird, don't it? Now that's a bigger story than I thought it was. Like, I thought, oh, hey, all right, if they're raising $18 billion or even $10 billion, right?
Well, according to the article, the stock prices for both Yamaha Corporation and Yamaha Motor Company have been rising over the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And the last sentence does say, though the motives of the stock sale repurchase remains unclear at this point in time, they are going to do it. So not even the reporters and journalists know what's going on.
Well, that would be us. Wow.
Well, still, $100 million, that's still a lot of money to invest in product, if that's what you're doing.
$160 million. It is, but it's not. We think of millions of dollars like a lot of money. It's not. Not to a big company like that.
You wouldn't think so.
Wow. That's kind of sketchy. That's even more sketchy than I thought. That says to me something else is going on behind the scenes. Maybe Yamaha wants to do a corporate takeover of Honda? Maybe. Look, $161 million would be able to start a rival American Superbike series.
That's a good rumor.
Oh, I like that.
The Yamaha Superbikes of America.
No, just they should call me. I have the perfect name. I have the perfect name.
But you're not going to tell anybody.
No, they're going to have to hire me to run it. I'll run it perfectly. I'll be like Donald Trump. Everything will be beautiful. Everything will work out.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be the best you've ever seen.
You're going to make Yamaha great again.
I'm going to make American Superbike racing great again. I don't care about Yamaha. I don't care about... All those will be great again once American Superbike returns to the world scene. Thank God Jiggy Dog's going over there to beat the crap out of the rest of the world. We need more Jiggy Dogs in this world. We need more... That's just
we
really
need more
weird.
Motorcycles in the world.
That's just really weird that they're selling for $161 million.
2.3% of the voting stock. That's crazy.
8 million shares.
So we just need to come up with a couple $100 million and buy that so that we can influence Yamaha's movements going forward.
Yeah, but I'd have
After the first month, they'd want to buy it all back from us.
And we would totally... Eric Buell will be Harley them. We'd be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll buy it off of you cheap, but you buy it off me for $40 million. There you go. Merry Christmas. Have a good day. Anyways, this has been The Doghouse here on ntnradio.com. We'll probably be here next week unless the FCC takes over the internet, throws us off.
SPCA.
SPCA, the PETA, all that good stuff. Go out and ride. Enjoy the warm weather. It's supposed to snow in about a week's time. Go have some fun. Don't stay at home. Go do something. Be someone. Be all that you can be. In the Army.